Mitch Wertlieb with VPR's special coverage of the anticipated announcement from Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords that he will not be seeking a fourth term in 2006. The decision not to run by Jeffords is a change from earlier assurances by the senator that he would seek re-election. The decision is also prompting immediate speculation regarding the senator's health and who may step in to seek his Senate seat. VPR's Bob Kinzel is at the Sheraton Hotel in South Burlington awaiting Senator Jeffords' announcement. Bob, what's happening right now? What's the scene like there?
Mitch, I'm at the Sheraton Hotel in one of the grand ballrooms. It's quite an empty ballroom. There are about 20 seats set up. This announcement was made, I'm told, by the senator's staff in the last 48 hours, so we don't have a lot of supporters here. What we do have is a lot of Senator Jeffords' staff from Washington, from Montpelier, from Burlington and Rutland, and also a lot of former staff people of Senator Jeffords. Now, what they've done is form a receiving line between the door that Senator Jeffords is going to walk to and the podium in the center of the room. And I anticipate that Senator Jeffords will come through that door any moment and that he'll actually go through a receiving line of present and former staff people. He then will give about a 5 or 10 minute speech. He's not expected to take questions. And then he'll leave the ballroom. And then we'll have some definitive information on why he's decided not to run for another term in the U.S. Senate.
Bob, even though there's been speculation about the senator's health in recent months, it was only about a week ago that he was still assuring people that he was going to seek re-election. This comes as a bit of a shock.
This is a big shock. On Switchboard, just a month ago, we talked, and he said he was going to seek re-election. He told a reporter in Washington last week that he was going to run for re-election. He's raised probably $3 million for this race, has about $2 million in the bank. So this is a big, big surprise. I think that in the last week or so, Senator Jeffords has taken a look at his own desires for the next 6 years, taking a look at his health. He's had problems with his back. He has had problems with some of his hearing. He may have some other physical problems that we're unaware of. And I think he just took a long look at this and said, do I want to be involved in a grueling campaign? And as I speak right now, Senator Jeffords is entering the ballroom, and as I thought he would, is in the receiving line now, getting hugs and shaking hands from former and current staff people.
Does he have family members with him, Bob? Can you tell if his wife Elizabeth is there?
I can't tell if she's here or not. I'd be surprised if she was not. However, I know there's been a death in her family, and that she may be attending some of the details involved in that funeral, so she may not be here. I don't see her right now. He's working his way down the line. Walking with him is his chief of staff in Washington, Bill Kurtz. Senator Jeffords is now about 20 feet from the podium, acknowledging the warm applause from his former and current staff members. Senator Jeffords is now at the podium, and let's listen to the senator.
For almost 40 years, the voters of Vermont have honored me with their support and their trust. I have tried my best to be worthy of the honor wherein serving, whenever serving in Montpelier or D.C. I have had an enormously satisfying career, one that I could not have traded for any other. In no other job do you have both the freedom and the obligation to solve problems and help people in a daily basis. But it is time now to begin a new chapter, both for me personally and for the people of the state of Vermont. After much thought and consultation with my family and staff, I have decided to close this chapter of my service to Vermont and not seek re-election in 2006. Between now and the end of my term, I will be working overtime to accomplish as much as I can for Vermont in education, the environment, agriculture, healthcare, and so many other areas. I still relish the challenges in Washington, but there are even better reasons to step down and return to Vermont. My wife, Liz, has put up with a lot over the years. I'm overdue in spending more time with her. Liz, as you know, is battling cancer and will soon have to undergo another round of chemotherapy. If you know her, you know that cancer has probably met its match. I look forward to seeing a lot more of my children and my families. And in a few weeks, I look forward to greeting our first grandchild. Hey, hey, I'm that. And to our family. There has been much, have been questions about my health, and that is a factor as well. I am feeling the aches and pains that come with when you reach 70. Welcome if you're there, and too bad if you're not yet, but anyway. My memory fails me on occasion, but Liz would probably argue that that has been going on for at least 50 years. I am excited about coming home and working with the University of Vermont and other institutions to focus on what I think is the biggest challenge we face in our nation, the education of our children. If we were a nation at risk in 1983, 2 decades later, that risk is even graver. We will never be able to maintain our standard of living against competitors around the world if we do not maintain the advantage of a highly skilled workforce. Unfortunately, we are now importing thousands of skilled workers per year. This has to turn around. The people of Vermont will have a new U.S. senator for the first time in almost a generation. I am making my announcement today because it seems only fair that Vermonters have ample time to consider that decision, and that many able Vermont candidates for this and other offices that may be open have time to make their judgments. I have been blessed by a wonderful family, great friends, and a fine staff, especially over my entire career. Some are with me here, they're not with me, but were with me before. And all of my present staff are here to be with us today. And I am forever grateful for the trust that the people of this state have had with me. I am leaving in a sense, but I can assure you that I'll be here tomorrow and I'll be here the next day to make sure that this state continues to move forward to doing the best it can and being the best state in this nation. Thank you very much.
Independent Senator James Jeffords making the announcement that he will not be a candidate for re-election in 2006. Senator Jeffords is now leaving the podium, not taking any questions from reporters, waving goodbye and once again shaking the hands and getting hugs from many of the staff people. The senator said it's a new chapter for him and for the people of Vermont. He wants to spend more time with his family. Also said his wife Liz will be getting more treatment for her breast cancer. Said that his health has been an issue and is an issue, but he's got the normal aches and pains of someone in their early 70s. And he also told us that he plans to work at the University of Vermont on a number of education projects, and that he made the announcement in a year and a half before the November election in 2006 to give other candidates and the people of the state of Vermont an opportunity to have a full campaign for this vacant U.S. Senate seat.
What's going to happen now, of course, is the speculation is going to run rampant as to who will fill his seat. Who's waiting in the wings here? There are a lot of possibilities.
Mitch, there are a lot of possibilities. There are some people that I think we're fairly certain of and some that we would say probably will run. In the category of certainly will run will be Independent Congressman Bernie Sanders. Having served in Washington since 1990, he's got his eye on a U.S. Senate seat and has indicated that he would certainly run if Senator Jeffords decided to step down. So I think we can say that Congressman Sanders certainly will run. For the Republicans, it just opens the door completely. Previously, the Republicans were having some problems recruiting a candidate to run against an incumbent Senator Jeffords. Now, with an open seat, there'll be a lot of people who will be interested. I think the first person who gets, or the person who gets the first crack at this, will be Governor Jim Douglas. If he wants this nomination, I think all other Republicans will step aside for him. A tough decision for Governor Douglas, having served two terms as governor. I think he enjoys being governor, likes getting around the state, but this is a great opportunity for him. And certainly the pressure from the National Republican Party and even the President of the United States for Governor Douglas to run for this seat is going to be enormous. If he doesn't run, then there are lots of other names, perhaps Lieutenant Governor Brian Doobie. And the Democrats also have a fascinating situation here with Congressman Sanders most likely in the race. What do the Democrats do? Do they run a candidate, or do they basically step aside and let Sanders have a clear shot at the Republican candidate, whoever that might be, as they have in the last few races for the U.S. Congress? That's a tough decision for the Democrats, because if they run a strong candidate, it will almost ensure that the Republican candidate will win. So there's a domino effect here. Sanders running, there'll be an open U.S. House seat. If Governor Douglas runs, then the governor's race is wide open. So there are a lot of dominoes that are going to fall, but it certainly is a political earthquake that has taken place here this afternoon.
Bob, in the couple of minutes we have left here, obviously we're looking forward as to what could happen, but we really should take note of the senator's legacy here. He was a Vermonter, born in Rutland. He went to Yale, was also a Harvard Law School graduate, served in the Navy. What about the mark that Senator Jim Jeffords left in politics?
Well, he has a very long career in Vermont politics. You know, he served in the state Senate from Rutland County when he was quite young, served as Attorney General in the state of Vermont, took on some big battles with International Paper at that time. I think that's where he really developed a very strong environmental base, and as a state senator. He got elected to the U.S. House when there was an open seat there in 1974. Served in the U.S. House until 1988 when he ran for the U.S. Senate, when Senator Stafford stepped aside and retired. And so he really has a very long and strong career. And, of course, it's almost exactly 4 years ago when he left the Republican Party to become an independent. And that, of course, threw control over to the of the Senate over to the Democrats, which had a big impact, certainly in the world post-September 11th. I think he'll be remembered as having a very strong environmental record. He's someone who has always been urging Congress to find alternatives to oil. He's been a very strong proponent of alternative fuels. He's been very strong on education. In fact, that's the reason that he left the Republican Party back in 2001, because he thought President Bush was not taking a strong enough stand on education policies and, in fact, had sort of reneged on some promises of funding for education. So I think, as he also mentioned in his speech today, education has been a very strong issue for him. So I think certainly in those two areas, he has a very strong legacy, which is very consistent with Vermont politicians.
Bob, just about a minute left here. Do you think the speculation, the rampant speculation about his health, played a role, a major role, in this decision not to seek re-election today?
Well, I think it had something to do with it. Listeners of Switchboard a month ago might have noticed that on more than one occasion, on several occasions, in fact, Senator Jeffords, in talking to some of our listeners and callers, said, you've made an interesting point. I'll have my staff get back to you. I'll consider that issue when I get down in Washington. And I was struck at that time how many times he used that type of answer. You know, I think he's been gauging this for the last 6 months and seeing how he feels and whether or not he's physically up to a grueling race in 2006. And I'm told in the last few days has come to the conclusion, you know what, he has other things he'd like to do with his life. One is time with his family, and this is an opportunity to do that.
We've been speaking with VPR's Bob Kinzel live at the Sheraton Hotel in South Burlington. Once again, the dramatic announcement, Senator Jim Jeffords will not be seeking re-election to a fourth term in 2006. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.
Wortley with VPR's special coverage of the anticipated announcement from Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords that he will not be seeking a fourth term in 2006. The decision not to run by Jeffords is a change from earlier assurances by the senator that he would seek re-election. The decision is also prompting immediate speculation regarding the senator's health and who may step in to seek his Senate seat. VPR's Bob Kinzel is at the Sheraton Hotel in South Burlington awaiting Senator Jeffords' announcement. Bob, what's happening right now? What's the scene like there?
Mitch, I'm at the Sheraton Hotel in one of the grand ballrooms. It's quite an empty ballroom. There are about 20 seats set up. This announcement was made, I'm told, by the senator's staff in the last 48 hours, so we don't have a lot of supporters here. What we do have is a lot of Senator Jeffords' staff from Washington, from Montpelier, from Burlington and Rutland, and also a lot of former staff people of Senator Jeffords. Now, what they've done is form a receiving line between the door that Senator Jeffords is going to walk to and the podium in the center of the room. And I anticipate that Senator Jeffords will come through that door any moment and that he'll actually go through a receiving line of present and former staff people. He then will give about a 5 or 10 minute speech. He's not expected to take questions. And then he'll leave the ballroom. And then we'll have some definitive information on why he's decided not to run for another term in the U.S. Senate.
Bob, even though there's been speculation about the senator's health in recent months, it was only about a week ago that he was still assuring people that he was going to seek re-election. This comes as a bit of a shock.
This is a big shock. On Switchboard, just a month ago, we talked, and he said he was going to seek re-election. He told a reporter in Washington last week that he was going to run for re-election. He's raised probably $3 million for this race, has about $2 million in the bank. So this is a big, big surprise. I think that in the last week or so, Senator Jeffords has taken a look at his own desires for the next 6 years, taking a look at his health. He's had problems with his back. He has had problems with some of his hearing. He may have some other physical problems that we're unaware of. And I think he just took a long look at this and said, do I want to be involved in a grueling campaign? And as I speak right now, Senator Jeffords is entering the ballroom, and as I thought he would, is in the receiving line now, getting hugs and shaking hands from former and current staff people.
Does he have family members with him, Bob? Can you tell if his wife Elizabeth is there?
I can't tell if she's here or not. I'd be surprised if she was not. However, I know there's been a death in her family, and that she may be attending some of the details involved in that funeral, so she may not be here. I don't see her right now. He's working his way down the line. Walking with him is his chief of staff in Washington, Bill Kurtz. Senator Jeffords is now about 20 feet from the podium, acknowledging the warm applause from his former and current staff members. Senator Jeffords is now at the podium, and let's listen to the senator.
For almost 40 years, the voters of Vermont have honored me with their support and their trust. I have tried my best to be worthy of the honor wherein serving, whenever serving in Montpelier or D.C. I have had an enormously satisfying career, one that I could not have traded for any other. In no other job do you have both the freedom and the obligation to solve problems and help people in a daily basis. But it is time now to begin a new chapter, both for me personally and for the people of the state of Vermont. After much thought and consultation with my family and staff, I have decided to close this chapter of my service to Vermont and not seek re-election in 2006. Between now and the end of my term, I will be working overtime to accomplish as much as I can for Vermont in education, the environment, agriculture, healthcare, and so many other areas. I still relish the challenges in Washington, but there are even better reasons to step down and return to Vermont. My wife, Liz, has put up with a lot over the years. I'm overdue in spending more time with her. Liz, as you know, is battling cancer and will soon have to undergo another round of chemotherapy. If you know her, you know that cancer has probably met its match. I look forward to seeing a lot more of my children and my families. And in a few weeks, I look forward to greeting our first grandchild. Hey, hey, I'm that. And to our family. There has been much, have been questions about my health, and that is a factor as well. I am feeling the aches and pains that come with when you reach 70. Welcome if you're there, and too bad if you're not yet, but anyway. My memory fails me on occasion, but Liz would probably argue that that has been going on for at least 50 years. I am excited about coming home and working with the University of Vermont and other institutions to focus on what I think is the biggest challenge we face in our nation, the education of our children. If we were a nation at risk in 1983, two decades later, that risk is even graver. We will never be able to maintain our standard of living against competitors around the world if we do not maintain the advantage of a highly skilled workforce. Unfortunately, we are now importing thousands of skilled workers per year. This has to turn around. The people of Vermont will have a new U.S. senator for the first time in almost a generation. I am making my announcement today because it seems only fair that Vermonters have ample time to consider that decision, and that many able Vermont candidates for this and other offices that may be open have time to make their judgments. I have been blessed by a wonderful family, great friends, and a fine staff, especially over my entire career. Some are with me here, they're not with me, but were with me before. And all of my present staff are here to be with us today. And I am forever grateful for the trust that the people of this state have had with me. I am leaving in a sense, but I can assure you that I'll be here tomorrow and I'll be here the next day to make sure that this state continues to move forward to doing the best it can and being the best state in this nation. Thank you very much.
Independent Senator James Jeffords making the announcement that he will not be a candidate for re-election in 2006. Senator Jeffords is now leaving the podium, not taking any questions from reporters, waving goodbye and once again shaking the hands and getting hugs from many of the staff people. The senator said it's a new chapter for him and for the people of Vermont. He wants to spend more time with his family. Also said his wife Liz will be getting more treatment for her breast cancer. Said that his health has been an issue and is an issue, but he's got the normal aches and pains of someone in their early 70s. And he also told us that he plans to work at the University of Vermont on a number of education projects, and that he made the announcement in a year and a half before the November election in 2006 to give other candidates and the people of the state of Vermont an opportunity to have a full campaign for this vacant U.S. Senate seat.
What's going to happen now, of course, is the speculation is going to run rampant as to who will fill his seat. Who's waiting in the wings here? There are a lot of possibilities.
Mitch, there are a lot of possibilities. There are some people that I think we're fairly certain of and some that we would say probably will run. In the category of certainly will run will be independent Congressman Bernie Sanders, having served in Washington since 1990
He's got his eye on a U.S. Senate seat and has indicated that he would certainly run if Senator Jeffords decided to step down. So I think we can say that Congressman Sanders certainly will run. For the Republicans, it just opens the door completely. Previously, the Republicans were having some problems recruiting a candidate to run against an incumbent Senator Jeffords. Now, with an open seat, there'll be a lot of people who will be interested. I think the first person who gets, the person who gets the first crack at this will be Governor Jim Douglas. If he wants this nomination, I think all other Republicans will step aside for him. A tough decision for Governor Douglas, having served two terms as governor. I think he enjoys being governor, likes getting around the state, but this is a great opportunity for him. And certainly the pressure from the National Republican Party and even the President of the United States for Governor Douglas to run for this seat is going to be enormous. If he doesn't run, then there are lots of other names, perhaps Lieutenant Governor Brian Doobie. And the Democrats also have a fascinating situation here with Congressman Sanders most likely in the race. What do the Democrats do? Do they run a candidate, or do they basically step aside and let Sanders have a clear shot at the Republican candidate, whoever that might be, as they have in the last few races for the U.S. Congress? That's a tough decision for the Democrats, because if they run a strong candidate, it will almost ensure that the Republican candidate will win. So there's a domino effect here. Sanders running, there'll be an open U.S. House seat. If Governor Douglas runs, then the governor's race is wide open. So there are a lot of dominoes that are going to fall, but it certainly is a political earthquake that has taken place here this afternoon.
Bob, in the couple of minutes we have left here, obviously we're looking forward as to what could happen, but we really should take note of the senator's legacy here. He was a Vermonter, born in Rutland. He went to Yale, was also a Harvard Law School graduate, served in the Navy. What about the mark that Senator Jim Jeffords left in politics?
Well, he has a very long career in Vermont politics. You know, he served in the state Senate from Rutland County when he was quite young, served as Attorney General in the state of Vermont, took on some big battles with International Paper at that time. I think that's where he really developed a very strong environmental base, and as a state senator. He got elected to the U.S. House when there was an open seat there in 1974. Served in the U.S. House until 1988 when he ran for the U.S. Senate, when Senator Stafford stepped aside and retired. And so he really has a very long and strong career. And, of course, it's almost exactly 4 years ago when he left the Republican Party to become an independent. And that, of course, threw control over to the of the Senate over to the Democrats, which had a big impact, certainly in the world post September 11th. I think he'll be remembered as having a very strong environmental record. He's someone who has always been urging Congress to find alternatives to oil. He's been a very strong proponent of alternative fuels. He's been very strong on education. In fact, that's the reason that he left the Republican Party back in 2001, because he thought President Bush was not taking a strong enough stand on education policies and, in fact, had sort of reneged on some promises of funding for education. So I think, as he also mentioned in his speech today, education has been a very strong issue for him. So I think certainly in those two areas, he has a very strong legacy, which is very consistent with Vermont politicians.
Bob, just about a minute left here. Do you think the speculation, the rampant speculation about his health, played a role, a major role, in this decision not to seek re-election today?
Well, I think it had something to do with it. Listeners of Switchboard a month ago might have noticed that on more than one occasion, on several occasions, in fact, Senator Jeffords, in talking to some of our listeners and callers, said, you've made an interesting point. I'll have my staff get back to you. I'll consider that issue when I get down in Washington. And I was struck at that time how many times he used that type of answer. You know, I think he's been gauging this for the last 6 months and seeing how he feels and whether or not he's physically up to a grueling race in 2006. And I'm told in the last few days has come to the conclusion, you know what, he has other things he'd like to do with his life. One is time with his family, and this is an opportunity to do that.
We've been speaking with VPR's Bob Kinzel live at the Sheraton Hotel in South Burlington. Once again, the dramatic announcement, Senator Jim Jeffords will not be seeking re-election to a fourth term in 2006. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.